The Carrie and Tommy podcast is just around the corner, and so is Christmas. But don't worry, Chemist Warehouse have you covered.
Oh, and what a show for your Monday afternoon. Some cold, hard cash later on.
Cold, hard cash. How was your weekend?
It was absolutely great, Bickers. Mm. How was yours?
I mean, amazing, because I'm a new person, got a tat now. The world's just a different
place. So what did you do on the weekend to celebrate? A bit of petty crime? No, maybe some speeding? Did you do some burnouts?
You know what Chris made me do, right? Mm. So Chris's parents told him growing up that he could never get a tattoo, right? And he's been joking with me about how his parents are going to freak out, right?
Yeah.
And somehow it worked out that the first person to see his parents post-tat was me, not him.
And I thought, who is this tattooed up strumpet?
But I didn't say anything. And then his sister comes over and goes, ah, and she sunk me in the absolute. And then I had to show my tat to his parents for the first time, then quickly say, Chris got one too. And his mum was so good about it. And it was funny though, because she then wanted to not react badly because she was like, how ridiculous, you know, I'm fine with it. So then she had to be fine with it.
Of course. Yeah. I just realised we pranked the wrong person with the fake tattoo. You tried to prank me with a fake tattoo. It should have been your in-laws.
Yes, that is true. But I still want to be part of the family, so I think it's best that we did this approach.
Okay, cancel the temporary neck tattoo that I just ordered online. Big show coming up, Jesse. As you mentioned, $5,000. But up next, because I'm interested, because you've tried to tell me a bit about this story, and all I know is it was weird.
There was a weird man in a park.
It was in a park. Yeah. Stay tuned.
We'll do it next. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Monday arvo.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right around the country for your Monday arvo. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hanging in the playground on the weekend with the kids.
Yeah.
And as I sat there watching them on the slide and stuff, I turned around because I could hear some grunting and groaning.
Wow.
And, you know,
some kid really getting into the play.
Rough. No, this was off behind a tree.
Was
it? Yes. And I could kind of see shadows and I could see movements kind of coming out from the side of the tree, but it was all happening behind the tree.
Yep. So just fill me in. When you hear grunting from behind a tree in a park, I reckon there's two types of people. There's people that will walk away from that, and there will be people that will head towards it. Which one are you?
I stayed put and watched. And listened. I listened as I heard things like, is that all you've got?
Wow.
And I was like, oh, is that all you've got? And then, you're weak. And I was like, what's happening? And then, come on, fight. And then I was like, okay, a fight. Maybe it's a fight happening.
Come on,
but I could only see one of the guys, right? Mm. And so anyway, this went on. I'm not kidding you. A whole range of other expressions came out.
Yeah. And you're still just watching.
Flailing, for probably about 10 minutes.
So talk to me. What are you thinking in your head?
I thought, I thought it was a fight. I thought it was a fight.
Yeah.
But then when I saw like a couple of roundhouses come out, roundhouses with the foot, not the hand. What do you call them? Jabs.
Jabs. Sure.
I was like, oh, is that someone getting hurt? And then I was like, nah, because they were still going back and forth for quite a while. Yep. So I thought, oh, it's a PT session.
Sparring in the park.
Anyway, as I collected the kids and we went to leave, we had to walk past said tree.
Yeah.
And I turned around. And there was a man fighting a tree. He had drawn a circle on the tree.
Yeah.
And he and the tree were having a good old little boxing match.
Not just fighting a tree, telling and goading the tree
is
by saying, come on,
got?
Fight. Is that all you've got? The tree's like, of course it's all I've got. I'm a tree.
Yeah,
I'm
absolutely rooted. But he drawn a circle. I was surprising. he was barking at it. should we stop?
Leave me alone. Okay, no more.
Can we finish the year early?
I thought I should branch out and do some in the park exercises.
Stick to it.
Tommy's hating.
No, it's good. Yeah. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. I can't wait till we tick over to 2020 fun next year and you can get more puns like this. 2020 pun, am I right?
I don't know what that was, but anyway, it just, at first
have you forgotten where you were? Because where you were was knee-deep in a pun competition with our button monkey over here.
To be honest, at first I was embarrassed for him. I was like, who draws a face on a tree and fights him?
Oh, he drew a face. Sorry.
Well, he'd drawn a circle. I was thinking it was a face. Maybe it was just where he needs to land his punches. I don't know.
Which either on a way. Tree sure is anywhere.
Anyway,
yeah.
By the time I left, I then almost had admiration for him because he didn't care that we were all watching him just fight a tree.
Yeah, it's bold, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah. So what's he wearing? Is he padded up?
No.
Okay, so no. He's bare knuckle
well,
fighting a tree.
He doesn't need to be padded up because the tree's not fighting back.
No, but he's knuckled.
I don't think he hit the tree. He's just landing just shy of the tree.
Oh, he's almost fighting the tree.
He's almost fighting the tree.
Wow.
Anyway, I don't know whether it's a new thing he'd learnt during lockdown or something when exercise had to be taken to the park or something.
No, it was great. I went to the park, my work park with my nieces, and there was a clown school going on. And so there was a guy in a big nose and a funny hat, and he was actually doing clowning. And it was quite fun to watch because we got like a free kind of clowning show. And the next week we went, my nieces pointed to these two guys and went, oh, look, the clowns are back. And I looked them. It wasn't the clowns. It was just a man in a funny hat.
Well, that's the thing. Parks bring out the fabulous.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to do what went down in a park?
What went down at the park? 13, 10, 60. What did you see? What did you hear? Mm. What went down the park?
We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Keith Urban and Pink. That is one too many for your Monday arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy on 13, 10, 60. We want to know what went down at the park.
And guys, if you haven't been able to get through on the phones, we apologize. Because this phone topic, it's gone off its rocket.
13, 10, 60.
Oh, yeah, do give the number out again. Though. Yeah, you're right.
What did you see go down at the park? Because on the weekend I was with the kids at the playground and I could hear a man yelling at somebody saying, come on, fight.
Yeah.
Is that all you got? You're weak.
Yeah.
And throwing some roundhouses, some hooks, some jabs, doing some boxing.
Yes.
I thought he was boxing somebody. Turns out when I walked past, he was boxing the tree. In fact, air punching. He didn't even make contact with the tree.
That's smart because that would
really hurt.
Yes. I don't think anybody wins.
And he didn't have gloves on, but he did it for about 15 minutes. Yeah, he didn't look like he did it very often. Or perhaps tree training isn't the way forward.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't the poster of this is what you can look like if you do a bit of tree training.
Yeah, you should have seen this guy before tree training. G'day, Kel.
Hi.
What happened in a park?
So I took my children to the park. It was on a Sunday, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I saw what I thought was a family party. They had a massive donkey piñata, so we stopped to watch.
Oh, with the kids?
Yes, we stopped to have a little look.
Great.
And then I noticed that they were using a giant rubber phallic symbol that uses
adult
batteries.
As the thing you hit the piñata with.
Yes, and when the piñata burst open, all these gel packets and furry handcuffs and things like that burst out of this donkey onto the grass at the park.
And what happened? Did kids just swarm from everywhere to try and pick these things up?
Did they understand it was a phallic thing?
No, my kids didn't. I did. I nearly wet my pants. I could not stop laughing. Some of the grandmas around weren't too happy. But, yeah, in the middle of the day, I think it must have ended up being like a Bucks show or something in the park, not a family party. Yeah.
That's pretty wild for a hen's party.
Is it?
I thought hens parties were usually
on the donkey. It's not really. How many hens? Oh, you've probably been at a few in your stripping days.
I told you the worst one was when they thought I was a stripper, but I was there as a comedian.
That's right.
And Tommy Little is the most unfortunate name.
The thing.
I needed a giant phallic thing to help me.
The thing is, whenever I've been at a hen's party where they've brought a stripper out, I don't think we give the stripper the reaction they want because every time we all laugh and then you look at them thinking they want you to be like, oh, my God, and we're there going, oh, my God.
Yeah, pointing and laughing.
Pointing and laughing and saying, get off me.
Yes, and then at this party they went, well, you know what, we don't even need a stripper. He can be replaced by a donkey piñata.
By an ass.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
For your Monday arvo, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little doing it all thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Get in there, knock all your Christmas presents off
absolutely.
For your stinky family at once.
Yep.
Get them beautiful
colognes.
Everyone
will smell amazing. Oh. They can smell beautiful, Estee Lauder. They can smell they can smell ultra blue. Thank you, Ralph Lauren.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can smell Blossom, Jimmy Choo. We could go on and on and on. Hey, Bickers, I'd love if people can give us a call, 13 10 60. I want to know, what did your kids say to you that scared you, was a bit creepy and terrifying? Because your gorgeous daughter, Adelaide, she stared at me the other day and rocked me to my core with what she said to me. And I would challenge, if there's anyone out there that has something that's more scary of what their kids said to them, Jesse, do we have any prizes?
Yeah, heaps of prizes.
Great.
In fact, don't tell skincare.
Let's go. Yeah, no, great.
We've got
other
stuff up our sleeve as well.
Sorry, I didn't think you actually had anything. I thought
he'll find something between now and those calls.
131060, scary kids. Let's talk about it.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I love these calls that are coming in so much already.
Yeah, we're asking on 131060. Kids can be real creepy.
I didn't know that my daughter was creepy, though. She's so cute. I didn't think she had it in her.
Neither did I. And so I asked her to repeat it, and she did. She just got up from a nap.
Yeah, and she was sitting on my lap in a little zip-up, like, sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Facing you on my lap. And you were, like, doing cute little talk to her.
Yeah, and then she had that kind of tired, like, sweet look, and she's got her gorgeous curls. And I was just talking to her, and I said, hey, Addie, where's Evie? And she looked at me with a blank expression and said, dead.
And then you looked at me and you're like, did you hear that?
Yeah, and I said, what, Addie, where's Evie? And she repeated, dead. And then you laughed.
So weird.
I was so glad that you laughed because I was ready to call the cops, get up and run, anything. Have you ever heard her say something like that?
No, I didn't even know she would know the word dead.
Yeah. And then,
I mean, she's watched a Bluey episode where something died.
Well,
but I don't know why she would relate that to Evie.
And also, to be honest, I knew it wasn't true.
But when Evie came
home from school,
you're
I'm like,
excited
oh, thank God.
Alive.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. While Addie was up in her cot for the last 2 hours, there's been a murder in the cot.
Anna, can you top that?
Well, my beautiful, sweet 3-year-old Maya said to me one day, Mum, I love you so much. I want to eat you down to your bones. That's how deep I want to go.
Wow.
I mean, that's pretty cute.
Thank you, but I didn't sleep really very well that night.
What, 3 years old? Oh, so they've got full teeth by then too.
Yeah, they could eat you down to your bones.
That's possible.
They had a full teeth, yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon at 1 or 2, Addie almost, she could eat me down. She sometimes bites.
Really?
Yeah.
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 I always think of those things as cute and they probably draw blood, do they?
When a kid bites in your nipple and ain't so cute. Yeah. I mean, she's not doing that now, but she did when she did that before she had teeth. How is that?
Thank God
she... How can they do that with the little gummy gums?
Imagine if she'd given you a nipple bite just before she told me that Evie was dead. So she had this blood-stained grin.
Steph, can you top Evie's dead?
So it wasn't my child, but it was my nephew. It was a few years ago now. He was only about 3 at the time. He asked my mum, his nan, why is there always a man standing in your closet? A scary man.
Oh, my God.
Why is there?
Well, God, I hope there's not. There's not one that we can see.
Oh, my God, she can see ghosts. Oh, my God.
I mean, you're
not sleeping at night if your kid said to you, why is that man always standing in your closet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I'm scared.
Nicole, what did your kid say to you? What's speaking in?
I have a 5-year-old. Her name's Evie, so it must be also an Evie thing. My parents live in a house that's really, really old, like 100 years old. And I grew up there and she stays there once a week, but she goes there quite regularly. Anyway, my parents, I'll just give you a quick background. My parents had been hearing like footsteps up the hallway and in the kitchen recently, but we didn't tell my 5-year-old because we didn't want to freak her out when she stayed there. So anyway, she was staying there and she walks up the hallway into the kitchen and says to my parents, oh, there's a little boy standing in the hallway and he talks
Stop
to
it.
Me. And my
Stop
parents
it.
Just like, no, I'm not making this up. And she knew nothing of anything that my parents had been hearing the last few weeks. So, yeah, she claims there's a little boy there that talks to her.
I'm not as scared of ghost kids.
Aren't you?
Nah.
I feel like they're even scarier.
Really?
There's potential. I feel like they're...
Nah, ghost kids are fine. It's It's the guy standing in the closet that I'm...
That you're more...
I'm still worried by him.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Coming up after 4 o'clock, $5,000 on the line. And Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail. If you want to get involved in some of these prizes, just download the Hit app and register for Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail. But guys, right now...
I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. Same. What? Spoken. It's come on.
Do we reckon it's coming back next year, this game?
Well, it was your game. You suggested it.
I know, but
I hate to say no.
I feel like every Monday,
okay, here's a thing
the
for
team,
you.
Yes.
You get to keep this game or the time game next year.
Oh, that's fine. I'll just take both.
No, one. Let's see how this one goes today and then you can make your decision.
I can't tell whether... The team always forgets to put it up on the board for Monday and I can't tell if that's because you're losing and so they're scared
of
you.
No, I think they're being passive-aggressive with us because I don't think they like the game.
Hey, Jesse, are you guys being pass-ag with us, bro?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Well, Jesse loves it because he's the one that gets to do that. Can you do this one today, Scottish?
Sure.
Great.
Do we want to know the score for the year or are we just going to risk it all for
it's
today?
It's just Tommy like 10 and me 0, isn't it?
5-2. It's not great.
Yeah.
All right.
If you have just joined us, what happens is Jesse reads out the lyrics from a song and we've got to guess. Why are you looking at me like that?
Yeah, sure, because you always get angry at him for not doing the rules.
I know.
And I thought you'd get him to do the rules in Scottish.
I know, but because I've asked him to do it in Scottish, I feel like it's going to really confuse people.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, we're ready to go then.
Yeah, we're ready to go.
Okay. Here's your first song. What's it going to be? Because I can't pretend. Don't you want to be
Carrie.
More?
Because I can't pretend.
Three.
I just want to be more than
it's En Vogue, Don't Let Go.
Ooh, could Bickmore win the final one for the year?
Can't pretend.
Such a good tune. Running in and out my life.
In and out my life. That's one of those ones you really want to be the second singer of. In and out my life.
In and out my life.
Sorry, Jess.
All right.
Jock. Sorry, Jock.
Second song.
Now, your accent?
Now that she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter.
Carrie.
It
is Drops of Jupiter by... Oh, what is this?
Three, two, one.
I will give you a hint. It's not a bus.
Train. Why are you giving it to me? You want this to come back next year, don't you?
No, I just feel like, you know, it's nice.
Yeah. Oh. We could have had a half point each then.
No interest.
2-0. All right, here we go.
I love all the songs that Train have done since that.
Do you? Which one's your favourite since then?
Oh, too many to mention, I reckon. Jock, next song.
I stay out too late. Got nothing in my brain. Oh, bitches.
Shake It Off, Tay Tay.
Wow. Clean sweep.
Got nothing in my brain. Today I did.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yes, it is. And coming up very shortly, we're going to give someone $5,000 in You've Got Mail. If you haven't registered yet, download the Hit app. Get onto it.
Fair show. Then we've got none other than Chopper, the Hulk from Munich, from Troy. Eric Banner joining us later in the show. Big, big last hour.
What have you got for us now?
Because yesterday, I think... Somebody said the nicest thing that's ever been said to me in my life.
Oh.
Yeah. What's the nicest thing that's been said to you, you reckon?
God.
Okay, that's depressing.
Well, I don't have them just ready to go. Okay. Well, then they said this and then they said
just
that.
Just any compliment. When did somebody last say a compliment to you?
I'm trying to think.
We told you looked pretty today. We told you the pink looks stunning on you.
Did you say that? I feel like Sonda said something
I said we.
No, Sonda said you look lovely. Yeah, that was lovely.
But nothing
the
nicer.
The nicest? Mm. Oh, again, from Sonda, she told me I had a good haircut the other day.
Your haircut's great. Yeah, it is great haircut. Yeah. Jesse, what about you? What's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to you?
The nicest? It's hard to remember, but I did get a haircut compliment the other day as well. So
I do remember one.
Yeah. Evie's kinder teacher told me that Evie was an absolutely beautiful, gorgeous, lovely-hearted girl, and she said, I can see that she gets that from you.
Oh, phew. I'm glad there was that last bit because I thought, that's just the nicest thing that's ever been said to Evie. But yes.
I think Evie's awesome. And so then I was a little bit chuffed
that
she's got a bit of me.
Well, it's actually interesting you bring up the idea of being compared to someone else because that's what mine was as well. I was sitting having a bite to eat with a comedian who we both know but I don't want to name for reasons that will become obvious.
Okay.
And he was telling me about a series he's trying to make. He wants to make a comedy series for Instagram.
Fun.
And I said to him, I said, whatever you do, don't fall into the trap of trying to make like 20 episodes before you put anything out. And he goes, what do you mean? And I said, that's what you're doing, isn't it? And he said, yeah, yeah, I want to make sure we've got heaps before we put anything out. And I said, you'll never do it. Just start
and then
and as soon as
you
made one
going.
Sketch, yeah. put it out. And he goes, really? And I said, yeah, it's so important that you make stuff and keep putting stuff out. That's what it means to be a creator. And he goes, wow, I've had that piece of advice one other time in my life and it was from Sting.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
You and Sting dishing out the same advice.
I know.
Are you into the tantric sex as
Absolutely.
Well?
Absolutely. Tantric's 2 seconds, right? That's what it is.
Sting is like my hero.
Well,
I love Sting.
Guess who you're looking at?
Sting.
2.0. I was like, I hope you know the answer.
I feel like he would have delivered it in a different way to you, though.
Certainly in a different way.
He would have,
accent,
with
yeah.
song, in song, I feel, too.
Yeah. But I went,
What accent does Sting have?
English.
Is he?
Yeah.
Englishman
in
New York.
Yeah. But wasn't that great?
That's beautiful.
I've given out the same advice.
But is that the nicest thing anyone's ever said to you, that you've just given out the same advice as Sting?
Yes. That gives you an idea of what people usually say to me.
I say nicer things to you than that before.
Than comparing me to Sting.
I mean, I haven't ever compared you to Sting.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty good.
I just feel like you're good in your own right. You don't need
not
to
compared
get...
to Sting.
No, I mean, not compared to Sting, no. Yeah. But I just feel like that's sad if you've not just
what
had
What would
anyone...
your first reaction be if someone said, hey, you know, Tommy is like Sting?
I go, well, he's not.
Yeah, see, this guy thinks I am.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like Sting.
Whatever floats your boat, mate.
See, you don't even believe it.
No,
that's
just feel
nice
sad
it is,
that's
he
the
earnestly
nicest
thought
thing
it.
Someone's ever said to you.
No, don't feel sad.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair, but I'm like Sting, so I'm not worried about it.
You're funny. You're generous and kind. This is making up for it. You still just want to be like Sting, don't you?
Well, none of those things are as nice as what he said.
Okay.
They don't even
I'll
come
work
close.
On my compliments.
Yes, absolutely you should. 13 10 60. I'd love to know, what's the nicest thing anyone has ever said to you? Give us a call.
We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Monday Arvo.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Driving you home for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
On 13 10 60, we're asking the question, what is the nicest thing that anyone has ever said to you? Because yesterday I gave a comic
some advice.
And he looked me in the eyes and he said, yeah, that's great. I've actually been told that advice once, one other time in my life, and it was from Sting.
Mm. It's funny, though, because wouldn't you want...
Is that me singing?
Yeah. It's labelled that way.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want to be the only one that had given such amazing advice?
No way. You'd rather be... You don't get it.
You'd rather be second to
You can be the
Sting.
Only one to give any piece of advice. Eat your own turds on a Sunday morning. Keeps you fresh. Like, they'll be like, no one's ever told me that. But to give the same advice as Sting?
Okay.
It's incredible.
Okay. I think
Why
your
do you hate
so,
my advice?
I just think your bar's so low. Makes me think we need to send you to one of those courses where you learn that.
What famous musician have you been compared to?
No one, ever.
J-Lo, but you did the comparison.
I am a lot like her. Yeah. Dave, what's the best thing anybody's ever said to you?
Well, I actually get compared to Tommy most days.
Really, Dave?
In saying that, I've sort of been compared to Sting as well. And that's
what?
Made my day.
Hold on. They've just given us
Dave.
Your handle. I'm going to have a look at you and see what you look like. That sounds weird.
Obviously,
but...
I will just say the COVID kilos haven't been kind to me. But
that's
Dave,
right. They haven't been kind to anyone,
like,
Dave. That's
like
fine. Dave, how does it feel, just the three of us, me, you and Sting, to be put in the same category?
Mate, I'm ecstatic. Like,
isn't it great? Isn't it great? What was what was your favourite one of our hits?
I can't find it.
You know what?
Oh my God. It's just like you.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, you do, bro.
Oh my God, Dave, you look so much like him.
Yeah.
I know. So, like, I was at, where was I? I was at Thursday a few months ago. And got pulled up on stage because they thought that I'd come from the comedy festival. So I just took credit for it. Thank you. And I did a striptease on stage. So thanks, Tommy.
God, you like him in so many ways.
Dave, so do people often say that you're me, or do people just say you look like me?
So they'll be like, hang on a second, are you? And I'm like, no, I'm not. And it's like, it now just becomes a thing where it's, oh, Tommy's with us tonight. But yeah, I'll be walking down the street and people will be like, is that? And I'm like, no, I'm not.
Next time you get kicked out of somewhere, pretend you're Tommy Little, okay,
Dave?
No, that's
when I do it.
Great. Tony, thanks, Dave. Tony, what's the nicest thing anybody's ever said to you?
Tony, yeah?
Yeah, g'day, Tone.
How you doing? Nicest thing to me, so everyone said to me, is that my drawings are so beautiful that they make them cry.
Oh, Tony, what do you draw?
I'm a fine artist. I teach fine art now in Paran, but yeah, I was a commission artist for about 20, 30 years.
You and Carrie have got something in common, Tony, because Carrie drew Jason Derulo and it made him cry.
That
just
was
a bit of a joke there, Tone.
Well, I got that.
Was there a specific drawing, Tony, that made this person cry?
It was an emotional sort of piece. So basically, he pulled a few heartstrings, and he sort of touched them a fair bit that they actually made him cry.
That's beautiful, Tony. That's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar to you being compared to Sting.
Yes. Yep. Imagine if Tony was compared to Sting, it would be better. What do you mean? It would be better if he was compared to one of the great artists.
Like Van Gogh. You're like Van Gogh.
Hey? No, because it would just be, what do you mean? My drawing? No, you're just missing an ear.
Felicity. Felicity, what's the nicest thing anybody's ever said to you?
I actually get told quite a fair bit that I have an infectious smile.
Oh, my gosh. Wearing a mask would have killed you.
Yeah, it literally does. I'm always smiling at people and then kind of awkward because they can't really see it. So,
do you use then your smile because you know you've got a good smile to get you what you need?
Mm. Sometimes I use it as like a nice thing, like please, like you know, and then just kind of chuck it up.
Yeah, what's the best thing your smile has got you for?
I think it's really wide. Like I think that's why.
Like a Julia Roberts.
Like yeah, like I smile with like my whole face as well. Like it's just like a. Yeah.
Good on you, Flick. Good on you. Would you like to be compared to someone famous or would you prefer just to say you've got a nice smile?
Oh, I'd love to be compared to someone famous.
See, because you don't get it. Because you don't get it.
Maybe Dan gets it. Dan, do you get it? What's the best thing anyone's ever said to you?
Yeah, Mum actually told me I'm not an idiot anymore.
Dan gets it.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, it's time to give away another massive stack of cash.
There's only just days left to win.
Oh, my God!
One person will win a car, a holiday and cash.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God, this feeling's just begun.
Over $250,000 in cash and prizes to be won.
Oh, my God, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail.
Because I've got...
You heard right, people. Cash, car, and a holiday all in one day coming up soon.
Oh, my God, that is going to blow someone's mind. You know what is also going to blow someone's mind?
Five grand in cash.
I mean, you do nothing for this cash other than download the Hit app.
Yeah.
That's it. We call you and then you walk away with $5,000.
So should we wait no more? Should we call some lucky winner? Jesse, the parcel number is 26363. We are dialing.
Hello, Harley speaking.
Oh, hey, Harley. It's Carrie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Just thought I'd call up for a bit of a yarn, because apparently that's what you want to do, have a bit of a yarn to Tommy and I.
Yeah.
Oi, Harley, what's going on?
Not much, Tommy. What's happening?
How are you, brother?
Going good. What's going on?
Whereabouts in Australia are you, Harley?
In Echuca.
In Echuca. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Over the Rich River Golf Course.
Oh, yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
I took a real punt on that.
Good call.
Home of the paddle steamers?
Yeah,
home of the Commodore Museum?
Wow. Are you on Google?
You know a lot about Echuca.
Mate, I spend my life touring the country and do stand-up in all these places. Hey, Harley, are you a single man? What's going on?
Got a fiancé.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. Great stuff. Great.
When's the wedding?
Year 3.
Oh, great.
Three weeks ago, yeah.
Oh.
How'd you do it? How'd you pop the question?
Oh, down the river, took the dog down, it ran away, chased after it for a while.
Oh, classic.
It was pretty romantic, yeah.
Well, it's been great to chat, Harley. We know that's what you wanted, to have a bit of a yarn to us, so we just thought we'd give you a call and say hi.
That's awesome.
Yeah, great. Well, let's get back to bed. Is there
how's
anything
the
else?
Roller skating going?
I'm a natural.
I've been watching.
Yeah.
It's some talent. It is talent.
What do you make of my tattoo?
Oh, yeah. You probably should have got Tommy's for real, though.
Yeah. I agree, Harley. Thank you.
It's pretty ballsy,
you could get it. I've got a proposition for you.
This is interesting.
How about if we gave you $5,000 cash, you could be one of the first people, actually the first person in Australia to get a Yeah Dog tat?
If you give me $5,000, you're on.
Hey, Harley.
Tommy.
You've just won $5,000!
Yeah! Oh, that is too good. Thank you so much.
Mate, $5,000 in cold, hard cash is all yours.
$5,000 and a tattoo. Oh, my God. What have I signed up for?
Hey, good to have a chat to you, Harley. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Enjoy the cash, mate, and good luck with the wedding.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Thanks, Buzzy.
We still have so many more prizes to give away. And, guys, our biggest prizes yet
so excited.
As well. If you want to be in the running, make sure you download the Hit app and register for Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
If you are just joining us, we just gave away $5,000 for Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail, and we got loads more prizes to give away as well throughout the week. Download the Hit app if you want to get involved, guys.
Four more days.
Peaking on Friday too. Peaking with something epic.
Tell us what it is.
Car, holiday, and cash.
On three separate days.
To the same person.
Oh my gosh.
But up next, one day. Equally as epic.
Yes.
The one and only Eric Banner joins us.
Yep, he does. And me and him have something in common. We have played the same role.
Have you?
Yep. I'll ask him about it next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Wonder who played it better.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right around the country this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Eric Banner is in a new film, The Dry, which is based on the award-winning bestseller. Mm. It is a crime thriller. I think it won Book of the Year, Thriller Book of the Year. If you have a listen to this trailer and tell me that it doesn't give you chills.
When you've been lying about something for so long, it becomes second nature.
You're stinking pig! What are you doing back in our town, boy? Under the Milky
Way tonight. So you've heard some stories about me.
I've heard some.
And the man himself, Eric Banner, joins us now. Welcome!
Hi, Karen. Tommy, how are you?
I just love that trailer. I love that song. I was telling these guys and they didn't know it. It's on my 80s running track. I love it.
It's a great song, and it's a beautiful version sung by one of our young cast members, Bebe Betancourt, who has recorded that. Yeah, she's done a great job.
Eric, it's so nice to see what we hope is a blockbuster Australian film back on our screens. I'm assuming the only reason you did an Aussie film is because you were trapped here for lockdown?
No, it was actually 2019, luckily for us. So we got to film pre-COVID at the peak of the drought, which was, of course, a really important element for us cinematically out in the Wimmera Mallee region of country Victoria.
I feel like I'm the only person in Australia that hasn't read The Dry yet. It's still by my nightstand, but my little kids don't give me a chance to do it. But I will get to it. I will get to it. Is it true, though, your wife was the one that got you onto the book?
Yeah, she reads everything before me. She's a wonderful reader and said, you better read this. They'll no doubt turn it into a film. Fortunately for us, we were able to get involved.
I discovered something only today, Eric, that you and Tommy have something in common. Mm. You both played the same role in The Castle, only yours was a mega hit and no one went to see Tommy's stage production.
Tommy, what did you play Con Petropoulos?
I did, mate. It was one of my first roles out in a community theatre group. Yeah, I think I was the most ethnic looking kid who auditioned, and I was con.
Give us a bit of con. Give Eric some con.
It loses its moisture.
Not bad. A little bit of cultural appropriation, I've got to say, but not bad. I am chuffed. This is news to me. This is news to me.
Did you know, Eric, you had quite an impact on even the first comedy that I really loved was you as Poyter.
Oh, mate. Made my day. Fantastic. So you're showing... How old were you back then, Tommy? What are we talking?
Well, Poyter, I was young, and then I played con when I was probably 18.
Oh, my God, that's great.
Do you remember the first thing you did when you were treading the boards?
Yeah, it was a lot of impressions, a lot of sort of... Richard Pryor was my hero when I was doing stand-up, so I was definitely, you know, informed by that sort of style of comedy, so... It wasn't a lot of audience engagement. It was a lot of sort of storytelling, taking on characters, doing impressions and so forth. And that's, I think, how I ended up, that sort of transition into Full Frontal and you know, taking on those sorts of characters. That's where it came from.
Stand-up is, I find anyway, so different to any other type of performing. And I have a love for it that is unlike kind of anything else. Would you ever go back and do more stand-up?
I think it's unlikely. I do have my moments where I think of material and I write stuff down, and then I think of the reality of being in a Tarago van with Dave O'Neill driving and doing gigs in the middle of nowhere for consecutive nights in a row for perhaps 2 or 3 weeks, and it just loses a little bit of something.
But that's the difference, though. Tommy will perpetually be running away from everything in his life, so he loves that idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
What you're failing to mention there is the sweet $100 to $150 cash you are getting paid each night for doing those gigs.
I know, and it's the motel rooms, and I get enough of that on locations as it is. So, yes, on the one hand, I get creatively excited, and then the realist in me just says, you're kidding yourself, Ben, I just forget it.
How have you gone this year? Everyone's been, you know, complaining about being in lockdown and life being boring, but has it been quite a nice change of pace from you and your family, you know, travelling the world for so many years?
Not really. No, I guess because I'm sort of home so much of the year. The change of pace was they were like, when are you leaving? Like, this is too much. So it was a change. I was around... I'm already around too much. This year was just... I pushed it over the edge. You know, it was like the swear jar got filled very early. I got another one. I filled that one. they're ready for Dad to leave town, trust
me. It'll be a very different world when you head back to the US or wherever you go next with everything that's happened there recently. You won't know LA when you hit the ground next.
Yeah, I mean, just the thought of travelling, I sort of can't get my head around it. I've got no intention or deep desire to do it quickly, that's for sure.
Eric, you mentioned your swear jar. You've played so many great and meaty characters over the years, particularly, I think, of Chopper. Do any... like sayings or any kind of mannerisms stick with you? Like, did that teach you a thing about swearing where you're like, oh, that's pretty good, I can actually take that?
Not so much. I mean, it comes back at me a little bit, you know, like people will quote quote certain lines back, so it's probably more a case of that. But I found myself today actually telling someone they'd done themselves a mischief. So maybe subliminally it just kind of gets trapped in there and just sneaks out occasionally.
Well, Eric, it's been so great to chat. The Dry is in cinemas Jan 1st. Oh, what a way to kick off 2021, which is going to be a much better year than 2020. So it's been great to have you on, Eric. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much, Carrie and Tommy. Cheers.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Driving you home for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. We got Hughie and Ed as well.
Yes. Hey, guys.
How are you?
Congratulations to us.
Yes. Great
Congratulations,
gang. The new Sydney Breakfast Show. Amazing.
Yeah, it's huge.
With Aaron Molan,
yes. Mutual friend Aaron Molan. He does a great job. Yeah, no, excited. And did you see, we've obviously got a very early plane today. And look, we can't say too much, but Carrie... We know you carry, you know, a fair bit of weight at the project.
Yeah, you're on the project tonight, aren't you, Carrie?
You're on tonight, aren't you, Carrie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I was, yes. You were as well. Well,
he came back at me. He was stopped at the airport. Oh.
By
wonderful Nat Tran, the correspondent.
At the project.
And he has been saying all day, they better not...
edit me
expletive,
out.
Cut me out.
So
okay, we'll need, you'll have Carrie? To watch tonight to see, but I'll try and put in a good word for you. My dad was also on a flight up today, so I've got to get him in there as well.
There was a few. Adrian Grenier from Entourage, he was as well. But,
was he?
Yeah,
what's he
first
doing
flight?
In the country?
It's a great question.
He's been here for a long time.
Jason Zagger.
Are you friends with him?
I think he came out for a spring carnival about 3 years ago and never went home.
I won't have that with our friends.
We hung out at a fish and chip shop recently. So.
That doesn't make you good friends.
No, it sounds like a coincidence.
Yeah, chip shop.
We hung out at a fish and chip shop. I didn't say anything to him. And then I went home, I looked him up on Instagram, and I deep DM'd him.
What? Not deep DM.
I DM'd him to say, hey, I think I saw you at a fish and chip shop. And he said, I saw you too.
Oh. Is that the extent of your chat?
There was a couple more messages, but we haven't chatted since then.
So,
you're batter boys from way back.
Batter boys.
Yeah, man.
Who doesn't love some batter?
Yeah, man.
Some everything's better with batter around it, isn't it? Who doesn't love batter around this stuff?
Come on.
You've got to slow.
I used to work in a fish and chip shop and I became so obsessed with batter that I looked like I'd been battered.
What was your position? Hang on, Carrie, what was your position at the fish and chip shop?
I did a bit of everything. I loved working on the till, but also rapping. I am a speed rapper.
Really?
I can rap so fast.
Is this Perth fish and chips?
Yep, fish and chips in Perth.
Perth do the best fish and chips.
What is the base fish in Perth?
It's a snapper.
It was flake back then.
No, but snapper. They do a great snapper. Well, I tell you,
I worked
Scarborough
there
fish
and it was
shop.
Flake. Well, I wasn't at Scarborough, was I?
Because was this back in the day of newspaper or was it?
Oh, no, it wasn't newspaper. It was brown paper.
Oh,
brown paper.
Yeah.
You go one flip, and you put a bit of chicken salt. Oh, my God.
Oh, that is.
You know, I still remember the night I went to it. I used to go to fish and chips early. The family would have it at 6 o'clock on a Friday and I'd ride my bike up there at 4:30 because it was my favourite time of the week as a child. And I remember once I put my order in and then I waited for 2 hours and they'd forgotten my order and I was crying.
You waited for 2 hours? How's times have changed? How long would you give them now? Like 5 minutes? And you'd be like, where's my fish and chips? Less.
You'd look over at Adrian Grenier and say, where are these chips?
Buddy.
All right. Anyway.
Stick around. Keep your head in next.
See you guys.
The Carrie and Tommy catch up is ready to podcast now.
At carrieandtommy.com.au. Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show.
Carrie and Tommy are off to get their Christmas shopping done. For Christmas gifts everyone will love, head to the home of big brand fragrances, Chemist Warehouse.